We had a similar incident back in 2008-09 where march flies were quite a large issue throughout parts of the Pilbara, and it appears that we're having a similar experience now.
What sort of things are you hearing at the moment, and how widespread is it?
Well, we've actually heard of a similar situation occurring in the goldfields as well, so it does appear that this is a much larger issue than just within the Pilbara or specific areas within the Pilbara. And what we're hearing about are a number of people coming up with allergic-type reactions to bites from march flies.
And what could cause an irritation like that just from one single bite from a fly?
Yeah, what we believe is occurring is that the march fly, when it takes a blood meal, will actually insert some saliva under the skin, and that's to stop the blood from clotting while the female march fly takes in the blood meal. And it appears that there may be proteins within that saliva that are causing these reactions.
The types of march flies, is there just one that's this particular nasty type that's doing this in this area or region especially, or a female to a male, that sort of thing?
There are approximately 200 different species of march flies in Australia. However, we know of one particular march fly, Mesiomyia trifera, whose bites appear to be causing the majority of the allergic reactions that we're seeing in humans.
Now, in our particular stroll the other day, we noticed they got especially bad around some of the long grass and one of the dry creek beds, which maybe would have been a bit damp close to where we live. But is that common? And are there places where I suppose, favourite hangouts for these march flies?
Sure. The march flies breed in damp soil, rotting vegetation, also sandy areas. And particularly where there are grasses that can provide harbourage for the adults, so it's a nice, cool, sheltered spot for them to rest during the day. So those are the main areas that we will find the adult march flies around.
And I wonder if that possibly points to why there are more and more reports just of late in the last fortnight, given we've had on and off rain and there are damp areas, and it has been so stinking hot with that humidity too.
That's correct. These are the environmental factors that actually allow the larvae to pupate into the adult. So the larvae can live within the soil for many months or even years, and that is dependent on the type of species of march fly, but also on some key factors, one of which is soil temperature and the dampness of the soil. So the current environmental conditions appear to be driving this population boom in march flies.
I wonder, is there anything you can do immediately after being bitten to reduce the impact of that reaction?
It has been suggested that ice packs will actually help reduce the swelling, and also taking a mild antihistamine may relieve some of the symptoms that people are experiencing. However, it is important that if those symptoms persist or the swelling becomes worse, that you should go and see a local GP.
How worse can they get, have you heard, in some cases?
It depends on people's sensitivity. We have heard of some people suffering quite severe allergic reactions, but that's only a very small part, small portion of the population.
And their namesake suggests they're very prevalent during March, but I wonder, is it usually just the summer months that you hear some of these reports, and they're out in numbers in this area of WA?
Yeah, the adults usually only live for 3 to 4 weeks. So we're hoping that over the next few weeks those numbers are going to start to decline. But it is around this time of year when we have those environmental conditions, particularly in the north with the wet season and rainfall, that's leading to the breeding of the march flies.